Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining us on the 10th day of Iyar and the 25th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, birthday, anniversary, any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Joshua Hess, Mora D'Asra, Congregation Anshei Chesed in Lindy, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Hess reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perakim Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130. And there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Hess will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after he concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hess.
Thank you, Naftali, for the wonderful opportunity to share words of Torah and tefillah on today's call. And a big yasher koach to the OU for playing a vital role in helping Klal Yisrael cope and heal during these unprecedented times. Let us also acknowledge, thank, and continue to daven for all of the healthcare workers on the front lines, as well as Sha'ar Kol Chole Yisrael. Emor is very special to me, as it was my bar mitzvah parsha some 26 years ago. I do the laning every year on Pesach and Sukkot, but not on Shavuos. That's because Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and instead we lane Parshas Yisro and Ma'amad Har Sinai. Yet Parshas Yisro, like Emor, makes no mention of the giving of the Torah on Shavuos. In truth, nowhere in the Torah do we find a direct link between Chag HaShavuos and Matan Torah. And the disconnect between them is even more pronounced when considering the following three questions. Historically, while we heard the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos, we didn't receive the Luchos and the Torah until Yom Kippur 120 days later. Yom Kippur is truly Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Number two, if we are celebrating the giving of the Torah, why is the holiday referred to as Shavuos, the festival of weeks? And finally, why does the Torah tell us to celebrate the greatest event in our history after counting 49 days? Tell us to celebrate it on the sixth day of Sivan. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch answers all these questions by explaining that the holiday of Shavuos is not the celebration of the revelation of the Torah, nor does it commemorate the actual receiving of the Torah. Rather, Chag HaShavuos celebrates the day that we made ourselves worthy to receive the Torah. We eat our OU chocolate Oreo brownie cheesecake every year on Shavuos, not to celebrate being given the Torah, but as our reward for putting in the work over the period of Sfiras HaOmer to be deserving of the Torah. In all seriousness, if the holiday of Shavuos, the sixth of Sivan, marks the day we became worthy of receiving the Torah, then perhaps the most important day on the Jewish calendar is the day after, the seventh of Sivan. For it is the following day when we must prove that our preparation was meaningful and our training worthwhile. We can use this thesis to answer the great question of the Chassam Sofer. Since it was difficult for the news of the new moon to reach many parts of the Jewish world in a timely fashion, it's understandable that Pesach and Sukkot were observed for 2 days in the diaspora. On Shavuos, however, there was no such problem. It always occurred 50 days after Pesach, and by then everybody knew the correct day of Pesach. why, asks the Chasam Sofer, must we observe the seventh day of Sivan in addition to the sixth? The answer is that both days of Shavuos are vital for different reasons. Whereas the first day of Shavuos celebrates our preparedness and worthiness for receiving the Torah, the second day of Shavuos celebrates how we grew together with the Torah. If the question on the first day of Shavuos is how well did we prepare for this day, the question on the second day of Shavuos is what have we done with the wonderful gift we were given. Ever since we went into quarantine 2 months ago, we have been impatiently waiting for life after quarantine. By this point, all of us are emotionally drained and desperate for a return to normalcy. But have we prepared for it? Have we considered the ways in which we might strive to make our lives and the lives of those around us better when we go back to regular life? How are we going to be different? How will our priorities change? How will we make our shul experience more meaningful than before? As we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I pray that we merit to fill the rest of our days on this earth, both during and after quarantine, before and after Shavuos, with the wisdom and insight gained from these weeks. I will begin the recitation of Tehillim with chapter 20, Perek Chaf. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzara. Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh Umitiyon Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha. Ve'olasecha yedash nesela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha. V'chol atasecha yimalei. Niranena bishuasecha. U'v'shem Eloheinu nirgol. Yimalei Adonoi kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati. Ki hoshia Adonai Mashiach, Yaneu Mishmei Kadosho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusim, Va'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad. Adonai hoshiya, hamelech yaneinu, v'yom koreinu. I will continue with chapter 27, Perek Chavzayin. L'David Adonai ori v'ishi. Mimira Adonai Moz Chayai Mimi Efchad. Bikrov Alai Miraim Lecholes Bisari. Torai Vioi Vaili. Hema Kashalu Vinafalu. In Tachane Alai Machane. Lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, bezos ani voteach. Achas shoalti meis Adonai, osa avakesh. Shivti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazos benom Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Kitz b'neini b'suko b'yom ra'a. Yasireini b'sefer alo. B'tzur yirom b'meini. V'yata yorum roshi al oyvai svivosai. V'ezbecha v'halo zivchei tzrua. Ashira v'azamira l'adonoi. Shema Adonoi koli ekra. V'chaneini v'aneini. L'cha amar libi bakshu fanoi. Es panecha Adonoi avakesh. Altaster panecha mimeni. Altat be'af avdecha. Ezrasi ha'isa. Altitisheni va'al tazeni. Elohei ishi. Ki avivi mi azavuni. Vadonoi yasveni. Horeini Adonoi darkecha. Unecheini b'orach mishor leman shoreroi. Al titineini b'nevesh tzarai. Ki kamuvi edei seker v'feach chamas. Lulei hemanti liros p'tuv Adonoi beretz chayim. Kavei el Adonoi chazak v'yamet libecha. V'kavei el Adonoi. The last chapter I'll recite is 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonoi. Adonoi shima v'koli. Tihiyena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmar ya Adonoi mi yamod. Ki imcha hasalicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonoi ki vesa nafshi. V'li devaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonoi mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi. Ki im Adonoi hachesed v'harbe mofidus. V'hu yivtes Yisrael mikol avonosav. I will now recite the Mishaberach L'cholim. When I pause, please insert the name of the Cholim. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivorech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalalim ba'avuram. Bischarzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu imalei rachamim aleihem. L'hachlimam ul'raposam ul'hachazikam ul'hachayosam. V'yishlach lehem mehera refua shlema min ha'shamayim l'chol evarehem ul'chol gidehem b'soch sh'ar cholei Yisrael. Refuas ha'nefesh u'refuas ha'guf hashto ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanusunim batsaru v'ashivya ha'omdim mevein bayom uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha u'me'afela li'ara u'mishibu ligula hasha ba'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Hess. A reminder that the daily Dvar, 30 minutes to nourish the Soul continues in just a few minutes from now at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today's theme, The Prophets, will include a presentation from Rebbetzin Rebecca Belazon on the topic of interpreting the message, reconciling Ruth and Shoftim. And you can access the presentation at ou.org/Davar. That's D-V-A-R, David, Veronica, Apple, Robert, ou.org/Davar, and that starts in about 14 minutes. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Yalkut of Congregation Pa'alei Tzedek in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.